Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on a Saturday, April 20th. Hope this one finds you well. Hope you're having a nice weekend wherever you are. And thank you for supporting me for downloading this. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. I do appreciate all of that. Okay, we're going to talk about things north of the border. We're moving to Scotland, where, as you know, there were developments yesterday. And of course, you will have seen by now the news that the husband of Nicola Sturgeon, former SNP chief executive Peter Morrell, has been charged by Scottish police in connection of embezzlement of funds from the party. And as you know, there was that whole business about £600,000 given to fight for another independent. And when they went looking, there was only, what, £100,000 left in the pot. And anyway, the police are investigating that. They can sort that out. I'm not interested in the specifics because that's a matter of sub judice. But I am interested in how Nicola Sturgeon responded to it. So she was interviewed outside her own house. And this is what she said yesterday. And off she went. So I don't know about you, but I mean, I have to say, I'll give her some credit here. She handles herself from a media point of view extraordinarily well. You know, I mean, clearly a terribly difficult situation, as she observes. Her husband has been charged with embezzlement, and that could well lead to a custodial sentence if convicted in due course. Questions are going to be asked about her as well. What did she know? When did she know it? Did she know nothing? Was it all kept a secret from her? So did the leader of the SNP not talk to the CEO of the SNP when they lived under the same roof? Is that what we're being asked to believe? I don't know. I mean, the police can find that out. I just think that her media skills are second to none. I don't think there's a better media performer than Nicola Sturgeon. Now, then, don't get me wrong. I don't come to praise her, I come to damn her, because when she may be an effective media performer, everything that she's been engaged in up until her fall in February of 2023 was shocking. You know, the tyranny that she imposed upon the people of Scotland was beyond belief during COVID times, only exceeded by Mark Drakeford in Wales. So she was a right little COVID tyrant. And of course, she's a complete World Economic Forum approved leader. So we know exactly what she is. But you do got to wonder, though, you know, like if the police have obviously sufficient evidence to be able to bring a charge of embezzlement against her husband. And because it involves a large amount of money, allegedly, You do got to wonder, well, okay, so she knew absolutely nothing about it then. She wasn't aware of it. Perhaps that's the case. The police will have to establish these things. We don't know. But let's say in a theoretical situation, and in leaving the Sturgeon household to one side, and in an ordinary household, I would suggest to those of you listening to this that if you've got another half and you know, your partner, husband, wife, and one of you was engaged in industrial scale embezzlement of monies in the same company that you worked in, it would be strange if you didn't know about it. Not impossible, but strange. Then again, you know, people have all kinds of relationships, don't they? There are, and I'm speaking just now totally theoretically, there are relationships that appear to be normal, you know, husband and wife, but they're not that normal. They're not that normal at all. I'm talking just generally now, not referencing anybody in particular. You know, there are, for example, lesbians who pursue that lifestyle whilst being married to a man. That can happen. I mean, not judging them, just saying that can happen. And it'll be interesting to see how this one finally plays out in the courts. And at some point, will Nicola Sturgeon be asked to give evidence with regard to what she knew and about her own husband? That said, having said all of that, I do understand how difficult it must be. But then, you know, if you go about embezzling, it's not going to end well. Usually these people ultimately get caught. For me, one of the big issues in Scotland has been for about, 20 years or so, between Alex Salmond and then Nicola Sturgeon, the SNP were the masters of all that they surveyed. They had pretty much absolute power. They controlled so much. But, you know, with control comes corruption, and with corruption comes crime, and with crime ultimately comes a catch up with the law. And that seems to be what's happening.